Hello. Hello.
Ophira Eisenberg, it's Jonathan Colton, your friend from Ask Me Another.
Hello, friend from Ask Me Another. How are you
Hi.
Doing?
I'm okay. I just got a reminder from my calendar that I'm supposed to call you, because now I have to have reminders in my calendar to stay in touch with other humans.
I understand that, because everything is, you can't remember anything. I actually put a calendar reminder to call my brother, but I switched the AM and PM, so I called him at 4 AM.
Oh, I'm sure you appreciated that. That's
he
nice.
He was up. He was up.
He was up.
Yeah, so it worked out fine.
He's got terrible insomnia, like all of us.
He's like, is it light out? I'm like, I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
But it's good to hear from you. It's good to
you
hear
too.
From you.
You too.
Yeah. So last night, in the middle of the night, I was worrying just about dumb things. And then I left Brooklyn. I am in sort of the woods, not too far away, a couple hours away in the woods. But I heard, I think, the sound of a coyote. And I will admit, I don't know if I've ever heard the sound of a coyote before.
It is creepy. Was it one coyote or like a bunch of them?
It sounded to me like a bunch. It sounded to me like four werewolves were freshly tearing apart a human body. That's what it sounded like to me.
That's coyotes. That's definitely coyotes. No, it's a terrifying primal sound. It's awful. It's like they're coming to get you. It's like they're sending you a warning to you specifically.
It sounded so close to it. I was like, what do I do? And I was in this frozen state. And I was like, what if it isn't coyote? What if it's a weird type of owl? And I've just lived in a city for too long. And I don't know how to identify anything outside of, you know, like the, what sound could I identify in New York? Basically, I don't
car
know.
Car alarm.
That's it. Car alarm. Like no nature. So. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'll just take my phone and I'll record the sound of these animals and then I'll upload it and hopefully people could help me identify it.
Yeah, what you got there is your that's your Hudson murder owl. Don't go outside.
That's right. Exactly. Oh, I've never heard one that close before. Never have we heard one that close.
Let me ask you a question, ma'am. Is your family okay? Are you sure?
But I didn't do it because it was 3 a.m. and I was like, that would be crazy to do that right now. However, I will say I should follow in the footsteps of Lucas, my four-year-old, because he is so much more resilient than I am. He is not awake at 3 a.m. pondering, like, what is the sound of, is that a coyote coming to eat us? Right. And when will this end? And how is this all going to work out?
Yeah.
I actually said to him, because he was just joking around and flying a little plane, and I said, you're fine, right? You're fine. And he went, why? He goes, why wouldn't I be fine?
I mean, it's a good question. He has no existential dread. He's not thinking about the future. I mean, it's true. Four-year-olds really do live in the now. And that's part of the joy of being around them, is that they sort of remind you, like, oh yeah, I'm just sitting in a room flying an airplane. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. We should all do that. Actually, hey, we have a now. This is a now. Let's do a show.
Let's do a show right now.
Let's do a show right now.
All right. I got to be honest. I'm feeling a little low energy today, so I'm going to do a short theme song, okay?
Oh, okay. No problem.
Okay. Here we go. From NPR and WNYC, this is Ask Me Another. Here's your host, Ophir Eisenberg.
Hey, thanks, Jonathan. That's perfect. And you know what? We have a packed show, so let's get to it. It is so funny, you might even spit out your home-brewed kombucha, which I believe makes a new kombucha starter. We have comedians Maria Bamford and Jackie Cation. They're going to drop in and help us decide if Zoom stand-up shows are worth it. And from Hulu's Rami, we're going to chat with Golden Globe-winning actor and comedian Rami Youssef. But first, I'm going to put on one of my many astronaut helmets and chat with comedians Jimmy O. Yang and Roy Wood Jr. from the Netflix show Space Force. So let's blast off, everybody. On the line with me, we have Jimmy O. Yang and Roy Wood Jr. Hello.
Well, hello.
Hey, guys.
So, Roy, who are you quarantining with?
I am quarantining with myself, my girl, our four-year-old, and my mother in Alabama.
I'm doing the same thing. You're around your four-year-old all the time, and they've got some value to add to the comedy world.
My son talks a lot. Just say that. I know what you're saying. He won't stop talking. Every day, just nonstop conversation. I feel like being a parent during quarantine is as stressful as being the head coach of a major franchise. And I'm just trying to keep this family on track and make sure the family performs well every day.
I like, Jimmy, that you are coming from a beautiful apartment. Sunny.
Oh, thank you.
Is in your background.
How dare you? It's a house. I own property now. I own land. But yeah, unfortunately, I am quarantined by myself. No kids, but
yeah.
It is by myself. And once a week, I go see my parents. We've been pretty separated. They live about an hour away from me in LA.
Are you out walking still? So backstory, Jimmy and I used to live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
And like anytime I leave the house to walk, it was like a purpose. But I always see Jimmy out walking and I couldn't tell if it was just for health or just he was just in deep thought or if that's his stand-up process.
It's both.
Either way, I always respected it because you were walking clearly with no destination. And I was like, this is cool.
I like that you can see my aimlessness in my walk, in my stride. There's an aimlessness to it. Yeah, I used to walk quite a lot. Yeah, for exercise, because I didn't exercise at all for like years. And I would just walk to the Grove, which is like, I don't know, 30 minutes or something. But now, actually, not to brag or anything, but I got a pool now, so I've been using that.
Oh, nice.
You know? Yeah, so we yeah.
Not,
I don't
not
need
to brag, but
anymore.
Here it is.
Silicon Valley yeah, money, baby.
Okay, so you probably have noticed that a big celebrity trend during quarantine is making tutorial videos. And so we have a game about that. We're going to play you a video of a celebrity doing something, and you just have to say who it is.
All righty. Can't wait.
Okay, and you're going to be competing against each other, so we'll go back and forth.
Okay.
All right. Roy, this one's for you. Straight out of a Los Angeles mansion, here's an attempt at a makeup tutorial.
My eyebrows are a mess. What, sweetie? Okay. Okay, Northy?
Can I wash my hands?
Can you do it in the other room? I'm in the middle of something. I don't want to get this all wet, sweetie. I'm hiding in the guest room, you guys. I'm hiding in the guest room because my kids
got it.
Will not leave me alone.
I don't know which one. But for sure a Kardashian.
Yes.
For sure a Kardashian. I'll take the half point right now because I don't know which. Because she said kids, which is plural. So that's Courtney or Kim.
4-year-old yeah. old though, right?
She says Northy. She says, okay, Northy.
Yeah. Then that's Kim. That's a layup. She also said, you guys. And that's something that Kim Kardashian always says in a lot of her social media, which I only know because my girlfriend watches a lot of it. Okay, not me.
Sure.
You are weirdly well-versed
my
on the Kardashian
yeah.
Got it.
Ins and outs. All
yeah,
the subtleties.
Kim Kardashian.
I love that her tutorial during quarantine involves her child asking, can I wash my hands? And she says, no.
No. No. Just wait.
Not
and
here.
Touch your face while you're waiting.
The camera's rolling. Okay.
Here's one for you, Jimmy. This music lesson is from the co-founder of a British glam rock band and features an appearance by one of his famous red guitars.
You'll notice that I don't hit every note with this hand at all. There's a lot of snapping ons like... and snapping off like...
Wow.
Where only the first note is hit.
Wow.
British glam rock band.
I don't know what what classifies as glam rock.
I think
this is a tough one.
You can give them the band, right? You can give them the band. Can you give them the band as a hint?
Sure, I'll give you the band as a hint. The band is Queen.
Oh. Well, now I'm going to look stupid. Because I don't know the dude's name. I mean, Bohemian Rhapsody in the theater, so...
Sure.
I don't know.
Right. Okay. It was Brian May.
Okay.
Oh!
Brian May of Queen.
Yeah, I don't
know. Yep.
Oh, I am so uncool. I don't even know the guitarist from Queen, dude.
That's all right.
No,
well, you
got to
give me some hip hop or something. Like, this is not fair. I'm not a rocker guy.
I think actually...
the third member of Dipset, I can tell you that.
Freaky Zeke.
All right, Roy, for gardening tips and tricks, heed the advice of this star from Girls Trip.
Sometimes you find out that plants are stronger than you. And that is embarrassing. I'm going to tell you right now.
That's not even fair. I mean, come on, man.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know that rasp. That's Tiffany Haddish. Yeah, I would have known without the girl's trip, even without the girl's trip hint, I would have known that was Tiffany Haddish.
Because of the voice, iconic voice.
Yeah.
And the garden. Yeah.
All right, Jimmy, this is the last question, and it's for you.
All right.
This safety demonstration uses a bowl of pepper mixed with water as a stand-in for the coronavirus and proves that when your mom is the queen bee, you'll get first-rate access to science education.
So you're going to want to stick your finger inside of the mixture of soaps. Make sure you get a lot on there. Then put your finger in it and the virus goes out. This is why it's very important to wash your hands. Because if you wash your hands...
See, this is not fair. Roy got Tiffany Haddish and Kim Kardashian. I got a child... And a guitarist from a 70s rock band.
But wait,
I mean, come on, man.
Glam band.
But there is a hint. There is a hint in the clue. When your mom is the queen bee.
Who's the queen bee? What, Michelle Obama? No. Mm. Oprah? Oprah don't got no kids, right?
You're close.
Beyonce's kid. What's her name? Blue Ivy? Is that the name?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I know this. Oh my God. Oh, the queen.
Nice job.
Of course. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't know anything.
Maybe you're focusing on your own life during quarantine, which is okay as well, instead of watching celebrity tutorial videos.
You
maybe
sound like
okay.
The supportive mother that I never had.
I am. I was even like this before I was a mother, which sucks for me.
No, it's great. It's great.
After the break, we'll play another game with comedians Jimmy O. Yang and Roy Wood Jr. And later, I'll chat with the star of Hulu's Rami, comedian Rami Youssef. You know what? I'm renaming the show Ophira. What's that? Legal says I can't. Okay. Yeah, sure. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.